Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1038, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we are in the middle of the halachas of Kedima B'Brachos, which brachos comes first. The order of brachos, and we mentioned a couple of times that this is mamash halacha l'maisa from the Prima Gadim and so on. One shouldn't think it's like a frumazach or whatever. Okay, but be it as it may, interesting question comes up. We also mentioned from the Prima Gadim the bir halacha, brought down in the Dirshu. We were quoting some items from the Dirshu. I want to go through it a little bit more, but and then we said the halacha is when you have a bracha mi'in shalosh. Let's say somebody has to make al hamichya, right? That somebody has to make al ha'etz, and they also have to make a berei nefashos. Let's say, right? So we said so halacha l'maisa, one should make a from the prima gadim. One should make a al hamichya comes first. Let's say I ate cake and coffee, and I drank the right amount, and I ate the right amount, whatever, right, in the right amount of time. So then we said, so l'maisa, one should, and I have to make a al-hamichya, and I also have to make a bar nefashay, so what comes first? So we said a al-hamichya does come first. Now, but the question comes up, people ask all the time, should I make one without the other? Let's say, for example, the famous case which comes up, I ate some cake or I was munching on some cookies and now I'm done, finished. So, and I ate a kazayis bechdei achilas pras. I ate a kazayis under a 4 minute period at some point during my eating session. That's very important to keep in mind. It could be at any point, right? Preferably, one should do it as soon as possible. Just to review those halachas, which are also, I mean, mamish as important as you could get in anything else in all of Hilchos Brachos. And that is the amount of time and how much you have to eat, right? A person's munching on some cookies or pretzels or cake or whatever. And let's say they were doing this for an hour, munching here, munching there. So they have to be careful if they never ate a kazayis under a 4 minute under a 4 minute period, which is what we call bichdei achilas pras, right? At any point during that hour, so then they don't make an al hamichya. But if they did, and they should make sure to, right? They should try to at some point. Like this, you get out of there's no suffix. It becomes very complicated. And how much is the kazayis? But be it as it may. In general, as long as the person knows they ate a kazayis at some point, it doesn't have to be right away. It could be at any point. It's always best to do it right away to make sure you get out of the suffix. But if somebody's munching for 20 minutes, a half hour, an hour, even an hour, whatever, as long as some point during that hour you ate a kazayis under a 4 minute period, there's now a chiyuv, of course, to make a al hamichya. So as soon as you're done eating, and now a person says, well, I'm done. No more pretzels, no more cake, no more cookies, had enough, right? I'm done. So good. So, and now there's a chiyuv to make alamichya. You have to make an alamichya. Oh, but the question comes up. A lot of times people ask, they're drinking a coffee too, right? They're drinking a coffee. You could say drinking a soda, drinking this, but it comes up a lot with a coffee. People drink a coffee and coffee could schlep out for a few hours. A person has a nice big giant mug of coffee. Which a lot of people like, and it could take a few hours. I'm sip here, sip there. So now also there's a chiyuv, let's say, to make a bar nefashos on the coffee. At some point, I drank the 3 ounces. I drank a revius, which is roughly 3 ounces. Which is roughly 2 gulps, which is what should be done. But the evid, you do have bechdei achilas pras up to 4 minutes, according to the Gra and many others brought down the Mishnah. That one could do if one does it up to 4 minutes, the 3 ounces, that then they could also still make the Borei Nefashos. And I heard that from quite a number of modern day Paiskim also in the Hintig of Paiskim. But be it as it may, now the question is, but they have to make the Al Hamichya and they have to make the Bar Nefashos. But the Bar Nefashos, they're not ready yet. They're going to make it when they're done. But I'm sipping my coffee and again, I drank at some point in my sipping over the next 2-3 hours, the 3 ounces under, right, in the right amount of time. So I need a bar nefashos, but I'm not ready yet. But I am ready for my al hamichya. So what should I do? Should I wait till I'm done with the coffee? I was drinking the coffee together with the cake, cookies, and pretzels or whatever, right? It's all together. So maybe I should wait with my al hamichya. And when I'm done with my coffee, I make it together. Or should I make the al hamichya and I'll make the bar nefashos in an hour whenever I'm done with my coffee? So, of course, the answer is, plain and simple, you have to make the al hamichya now. You're done eating. You're done with the cookies, cake, and all that. So make the al hamichya now. One has nothing to do with the other as far as the bracha goes. Good, if you're making them at the same time, then you make the al hamichya first, right? And so now it doesn't make a difference which one comes first, but you're done with the cake cookies, make that. Because you have to realize there's another thing. If you're going to pass by a half hour, according to the Kaf HaChaim, the Mishnah Berurah is 72 minutes, and you don't eat, now you're running into problems of the Shiur Ikel. You're going to lose the time you have to make the Al HaMichya. And that's it. After 72 minutes, according to the Mishnah Berurah, Kaf HaChaim says a half hour, Mishnah Berurah 72 minutes. After the 72 minutes, and 100% more, you know, if you don't feel any satisfaction, you don't feel full from the cake and cookies, then after 72 minutes, it's over. You cannot make a Al HaMichya, even though you had the Chiyav of Al HaMichya. Okay, there is a B'di'evid if a person still feels full from the cake. There are those who rely on that. L'maisa, you would still be able to make it even after 72 minutes. If I'm stuffed from the cake and cookies, right? And it's after 72 minutes and I'm still full from the cake and cookies, finished. So then I could, B'di'evid, I would still be able to make the Al HaMichya. I want to, you know, mention that. It's an important point we should keep in mind. But be it as it may, I don't want to get off on a tangent. Bottom line is, make your Al HaMichya and you'll make your Berurah Nefashos later on. And go on from there. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, Baruch HaKol Tov.